Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
When your thoughts are fixed on God, fixed on His Word, you begin to see your circumstances from a completely different angle. What once looked like a mountain becomes a stepping stone.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe wrapping up her message titled, When Will I Ever Live What I Believe?
Speak the Word.
Friends, you can't be looking at your circumstances when you're asking the Lord for something because He doesn't deal in the natural. He deals in the supernatural. So everything that's coming from God is going to come through the natural, but through Him. In Romans 4:20, New King James, it says, And Abraham did not waver in faith. He did not consider his body. He said, in other words, when God told Abraham that he was going to be a father of many nations, he didn't talk about it, he didn't think about it, and he didn't look at it, or he never did consider his circumstances, and that's why he never wavered in his faith. The key word here, I believe, today is consider. Abraham did not consider Sarah's old body, even though she was in her 90s, he did not consider his age either. He didn't think about his age. He was 100. You cannot focus on what is around you in the natural, your circumstances. God can change those things in a blink of an eye. Everything that's around you that looks like it's an impossibility for what you're asking God for, He can change that in a blink of an eye. It's just a matter of having faith. God, our Father, is our source. Friends, one thing we need to always remember is with the I can living in us. We have the I can living in us. We should never say I can't. We've got the I can living in us, and if He says we can, He's not going to ask you. He's not going to tell you if you can't. He's never going to tell you something you can't do. Let me ask you this morning, what promises has God spoken into your heart? I know that He must have been speaking some promises into your heart because otherwise you wouldn't be here this morning and you wouldn't be going to conferences and going to church, but you're seeking something from the Lord. So I ask you, what promises? Have you taken them serious enough to write them down? When God speaks to you, are you going to take it serious enough that you want to write that down? You know, like on that God, my source, you know? And then what He does, once I write it down, He gives me a word or two, and then He gives me a whole page. And then I go back and back it up with Scripture because He's not going to give you anything that's not in His Word. If you start writing something that's not in His Word, then you're listening to the wrong voice, you know? But here I said, Father, I thank You that You have made me a blessing so I can be a blessing and dispense good unto others. Father, I thank You that You have caused all grace to abound unto me, that I, Joanne, shall have enough for every good deed, every charitable donation, and all to tithes and offerings. Father, I thank You for being my source. And it goes on and on and on and on. And at the time I wrote this, like I said, I was living on a fixed income. But today the Lord has brought me from that position to this position to where He has actually made me a blessing, that I can be a blessing and dispense good unto others. So my husband and I would speak the word ministries and others. We dispense a lot of good into other ministries and missionaries and other churches and stuff, and individuals too. I didn't want just enough for myself. You don't want to ever ask just enough for yourself. You always want to have enough, not to take care of you, but to take care of others. And so if you'll focus more on others, God will always make sure you're taken care of. And you won't go lacking for anything. Even during those times, I wasn't lacking for anything. God took care of me. I was able to buy Bibles by the cases and glasses and everything to take to the jail and still have plenty to live on myself. So you start out small. It's never too small. You know, God is not looking at the size. He's looking at your heart, you know, because like the widow woman, you know, that gave the three mites, that she gave all she had. And so she was believing. She had a lot of faith, and she was believing that God was going to do something. She just, that's what she wanted to do. And so even though all these people over here were giving all this other money, Jesus says she gave the most. Sometimes I get a dollar in the mail. Sometimes I get five. Sometimes I get 500 or 1,000. And I have gotten 50 cents. But it's so precious that the person wanted to do that. And I get money orders and I think, well, that's really precious too. All of it's precious because they took the time to go do it. You know, you didn't just write the check or something. You took an effort to go down and get the money order. And I think that's special. You know, it shows where your heart is. The Word of God tells us that Abraham refused to consider the impossibility. You couldn't get Abraham to talk about how old he was. He wouldn't do it. When the Lord was telling me all these things, I was no longer considered young either. I still don't think about my age. You know, I'm 80 years old. I'm so thankful that I am the daughter. There is, again, is the Word of God. You confess the Word, you believe the Word, and you confess the Word. And so I would say, Father, I thank you that I am the daughter of Sarah. And as she grew old gracefully, so shall I. I thank you, Father, that she was healthy enough to give birth in her 90s. And I thank you, Lord, that she was good looking enough that the king wanted her for his wife. And I thank you that I am the seed of Abraham, and Abraham's blessings are mine. I confess that. And I also say in my eyes every day, I said, good morning, you beautiful brown eyes. Boy, I've got some good news for you. I said, retina, iris, cornea, tear ducts, I speak health to you. And I say, Lord, I thank you that you're not a respecter of persons, that as you were with Moses, so are you with me. And it is written that when Moses died at 120 years old, his natural forces were not abated, and neither was his eyesight dim. So, Lord, I thank you that I've got 20/20 vision, and that my natural forces is not abated, that I'm strong in strength. And I thank you that I can do whatever. You know, your body, it kind of deteriorates some, but there are some things that you can do to keep it healthy. But the best thing to keep your body healthy is the Word of God. Saying what He says about you, and don't agree with what the world says about you, because the world, you know, don't buy into what the world says about you. You know, you're 40, don't have people go out and get black balloons for you. you know, when people say, you know, don't be claiming something like, you know, you get a pain in your leg and you're 60 now, so you say, I must be getting arthritis. No, just let arthritis stay where it wants to stay. Yes. You know, I don't have it. The doctor, he's surprised when I go to see him that I didn't. You know, he said, how's your arthritis? And I said, my what? But it's, you've got to listen to the Lord. That's the most important thing that I can leave you here with today. And like I said, I've got to close up, but I want to thank all of you for coming. But remember that if you will believe the Word of God, and if you will focus on that and not your circumstances, help the Lord, ask the Holy Spirit to help you to be more focused on the Word of God and not focus on your circumstance, and say, Lord, be like Paul. Paul says, none of these things move me. And you look at those things in the natural and say, none of these things move me. I don't care what's going on. I mean, I've had somebody call me, you know, with critical accident or whatever, and I was working on a message, and I would pray, and I'd go, and then I'd call David, we pray, and I go right back to work. I cannot change it. I don't know anything. I can't change anything, but I've prayed, and I'm going to go back to work. Please remember what I said. Don't talk about things. Don't think about it. Just say, these things not bothering me. And I know it's hard. It's not easy. It's a challenge. I know that. But I know that you can do it. And if you do it, you'll be successful.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be back in just a moment. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with the closing prayer.
Father God, I thank you so much. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you have given me unction, that you have given me a word that will bless all of those that came today, Lord. I pray, Father God, that they will understand that their victory truly is in their mouth and the word of God is flowing out of their mouth. But I pray, Father, that they'll be careful that what they listen to, who they listen to, and what they watch, Lord, because it's so important that they will consider everything that they're watching, that you have given them a spirit of discernment, and that they will be able to discern when they're listening to certain music or programs or what they're listening or watching, that the Holy Spirit will give them that unction in there, or give them that red flag, that knowing in there and say, hey, you shouldn't be doing that, or you'll have a green flag knowing this is okay. You'll have peace about that. So, Lord, I pray that they will only listen to and watch what they have peace about. For us, in Jesus' name, we give you all the praise and all the glory. Amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we hope you've been blessed by our message today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God. Against the word.